Blog Talk Radio.
The Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to help you manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And you can get the first six chapters of my book absolutely free on KarenCan.com, as well as my very popular formula, clearing, and protection spray that you can charge any water with and spray your room, spray yourself, or you can even charge tea or water and drink it to help clear your energy field, your body field, so you can release negative energy and negative, it even releases ghosts, by the way. So it's a very popular formula, and you can also get on my mailing list so you can be alerted to any of the free mini healings and group healings we do every month, as well as we have ongoing, free interviews and things, and so I'd love to have you as part of that. Now, today's show is going to be what I call about the happy patch. Well, for those of you that have been following me, you already know that I'm a big fan of LifeWave. So LifeWave is a company that I was introduced to in around 2005. I was just about ready to compete in my very first international competition in figure skating. I was just recovering from my fibromyalgia, recovering from my, chronic fatigue, and another doctor introduced them to me, and I was very, very skeptical. I'm like, how could this little patch actually work as good as acupuncture? And he says, well, I don't really know all the mechanics, but you're an acupuncturist, so why don't you try them out? And so I did, and within 2 weeks' time, I won my first gold medal internationally, and it's been a wonderful ride since. I'm so, so thrilled. Today is very special because we have David Schmidt on the line, who is the CEO and inventor of these awesome phototherapy patches. And we just, the company just pre-released one of the newest members of the patch family, their Nirvana patch. So I'm so pleased today to have David on the call to share with us what does this Nirvana patch do, how does the system work, because there is a supplement that goes with this. And I emailed everyone about this call, calling it the happy patch, because I've been saying that, we need a happy patch. And when the YH Eon came out, a lot of people actually felt happier. They must have had some inflammatory things or stress-related things, and their mood actually improved. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess we kind of have a happy patch. But now we actually have a new technology that does something completely differently. So we are so thrilled to have David with us on the show today. David, are you there?
Yes, I am absolutely here, Dr. Karen. Thank you for having me.
Hey, yay, we're connected. Fantastic. And I know you're super busy. You got a very busy travel schedule as well. So we are extremely grateful that you could spend your time with us live on the show today.
Oh, well, it's absolutely my pleasure. And in addition to the travel, every time we release a new product, things are always very, very hectic, but I'm always happy to help you out. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today.
Great. Yeah, well, thank you very much. Well, let's get started. Now there's some folks that are new to LifeWave through me because they are into, other aspects of healing, energy healing. They've come to me through those avenues, so they're not quite familiar with how these famous little phototherapy patches work.
Right.
So before we kind of get started on what Nirvana is, maybe you can share with us just a little background about who you are. How do you get, because I love this story, how you get your inspiration for these patches, and how are these products supposed to work for the energy body and to help us with wellness?
Okay, well, that's that's quite a bit there. I'll do the best I can.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
Well, I'm the CEO and founder of LifeWave, and I'm also the inventor of the LifeWave patches, and I've been doing this now since 2002. And prior to that, I've owned a number of other companies. One of the companies that I was an owner in, we developed survival equipment for the U.S. Navy, things like oxygen supplies and emergency power generation. And the patches at first started as a project to see if we could improve the energy, stamina, survivability of a crew that was on a mini sub. And the whole idea behind this was, can we elevate energy production in the body with light? Now, I know there's a number of products on the market where we talk about improving energy flow, but this is really referring to biochemically. Our bodies are getting energy from carbohydrates, from fats, and of course, fats produce twice as much energy as carbs. So is there a way we could increase the amount of energy that we're getting from fat as opposed to carbohydrates? And the answer that it came up with was that we could use the principles of phototherapy in an entirely new way. So instead of using an active light source like lamps and LEDs, you apply a patch to the body, and the patch will reflect very specific wavelengths of light that will trigger very specific biochemical reactions in the body. And although the first application was to elevate energy by increasing fat burning, since then we've done a lot of really interesting things, such as relieving pain, elevating antioxidant production, improving sleep, improving the quality of the skin. And, of course, now we have our newest product, which is a mood enhancer and helps people feel happier and with less emotional stress. So, of course, we'll get into that in a little bit more detail. But over the years since 2002, we've accumulated over 70 clinical studies on our product. So it's very well grounded in science, and it's helped millions of people across the globe.
Yeah, it certainly has. I can definitely attest to that. It's helped me a ton. And I'm a big believer in empowering people to help themselves and to have healing tools that they can use and be self-responsible to be able to, you know, whether it be my energy clearing spray to clear themselves of negative energies or to use a phototherapy patch to help them build up their own stores of chi, meaning their energy stores, or to relieve pain. And how wonderful it is, David, and I know exactly, you know how this feels, that when you have someone that's in pain right away, they get pain relief, and the look on their face is so priceless. I mean, it makes all the effort worthwhile, you know, to teach and train and to help people, because it is just so wonderful to have people smile, you know, after years of pain or struggling and go, oh, my gosh, my pain is so much better, or in many cases, my pain is completely gone. So we're really excited about this new patch. Of course, we ordered it right away, and it's been a very popular seller, I'm sure, even though it's in pre-launch, so only distributors can get it, so you can't buy it retail, folks, unfortunately, yet, but you can, you know, if you're a distributor, you can get it. David, I did want to share a story that someone just spontaneously messaged me the other day because he heard about the radio show. This is from Duncan Wilson. He says, Dr. Can, I'm having excellent results with the Nirvana after 8 days. My partner Audrey feels more confident, and both of us have a feeling of contentness, happiness, and we look forward to your show. So he said he was on holiday for nearly 3 weeks, and normally when he would go back to work, he would feel anxious about his job, and because he just didn't have control about what happens in the job. But he went back to work on Monday, he said, and he felt very positive. And so he said this was like the real acid test of the Nirvana. So congratulations, David, for another great product made.
Well, thank you. You know, we're going to be digging into, I know, because you're very scientific-minded, we'll be talking a lot about the science and hormonally what's happening in the body. But I do think that there's something else that we're going to find out over time with this is I truly believe we're going to find this product helps in people's spiritual development. And what I mean by that is, you know, I am a big fan, as you know, of the work of David Hawkins. And when we have people that are in positive emotions, of course, they have tremendous amounts of power compared to the negative emotions. And I think by helping to improve people's mood, by having them feel good, be at happy, be at peace, they're going to find that they're spiritually evolving as well. So I hope that's a benefit that comes out of the Nirvana product. But in the meantime, we know an awful lot about it. And it is exciting to see already just in the past few weeks the testimonials we're getting and how this is improving people's quality of life today.
I definitely agree. And I think that, as you know, I'm very sensitive to what's going on in the world. And if there's some sort of any sort of negative energy sabotage, whether it be, you know, demons or whatever, that's, you know, kind of the area I'm in. And I could definitely feel that there was like a ripple in the force, so to speak, like, uh-oh, you know, this product's on the market. We got to do something and try to sabotage it. But, of course, I'm on the job, so that's not going to happen, folks. It's not happening. Yeah, yeah. I was like, no, we're catching that early. So I really feel that because I could feel some resistance going on in the world, that you've hit upon something really important. Like if this is allowed to work for people the way it is meant to be, the way it should work for people, you know, elevating their beta endorphins, we're going to talk about that in a sec, folks, that is going to be extremely important, because when people are in that place, their vibration, I believe, it raises, it goes up naturally. And when that happens, then, yeah, we are much more powerful in many different ways spiritually. So you've definitely hit upon something really important. Because if it wasn't important, then I wouldn't have noticed any resistance. Do you know what I mean? You know, like there's a lot of products out there and they don't get messed with. So, but if there's some resistance going on, then I know that that's super, super important. And then I better pay attention.
Well, where do you want to dig in on this? What do you think people want to hear first?
Yeah, well, let's, I know there's some general questions here from folks, but let's just go, since you already shared with us kind of how the phototherapy patches work by reflecting those specific energies, let's go into what exactly did you make the Nirvana product out of, because it's not just a patch, and then what does the supplement part actually do and what does the patch actually do?
Okay. So first, yeah, there is this is a system for a specific reason, and it's something that we really hadn't attempted before, but because the opportunity was there, we wanted to take it and see if this would be possible. So the Nirvana supplement, to start with, since I covered the patches already just a little bit, but their Nirvana supplement is composed of three compounds, and they are designed to provide the raw materials that the body needs to manufacture endorphins and then keep them elevated. And what we hadn't done before with a patch, of course, we've used patches to trigger all sorts of reactions in the body, but we had never paired it specifically with a supplement so that you could get a synergistic effect. And the idea behind the patch is that we want to trigger a number of the hormones that are associated with feeling good. So to step back for a moment, the goal of the product system, which is the Nirvana patch and the Nirvana oral supplement, is to improve the mood so people are happy, they feel at peace, they have less stress. Many people that use Nirvana tell us, oh, this stressful situation came up, but I just kind of rolled with it, I felt good. And even help promoting feelings of love. So those hormones we would attribute to dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, and of course the endorphins. Now the endorphins are important to focus on. First, there are six different types of endorphins, and the ones that have been studied the most are the beta endorphins, and Nirvana elevates beta endorphins, the Nirvana supplement. However, if you were to just take the supplement by itself, our tests show that it takes up to 6 months before you would really experience the benefits. So that is not going to be too appealing to consumers to tell them, yeah, try this for 6 months and then see if you like it. So what the patch does, which is unique to our LifeWave patches, is that it'll do two things. First, it will metabolize those nutrients that are in the Nirvana oral supplement, and people can start getting the benefits right away. So most people say they start to feel a difference within the first few days, but yet clinically, which was the basis for one of our studies, is that we've actually been able to pull people out of early stage depression in as little as 3 weeks. And this would be something if someone was on pharmaceutical drugs for months, they couldn't achieve this effect. And that's substantiated by a clinical study we did in Europe with a medical doctor. But the patch will also trigger the release of dopamine and oxytocin. And there's a number of course, benefits to those neurohormones. But essentially, Nirvana works as a system. You can use the patch during the day or during the night. It has its own benefits in terms of elevating endorphins, dopamine, and oxytocin. And the supplement specifically focuses on elevating and then recycling beta endorphin levels. So there's a synergy between the two of them, and they're way more powerful together than just by themselves.
Oh, that's fascinating. How does that whole recycling thing work with the supplement? I'm looking at the ingredients, and I'm not quite getting how that transforms into beta endorphins in the body.
It would not be obvious. be obvious at all. And actually, since we're in a pre-release, we're saving some of this information for the launch that we're going to have, the official launch in September. And that's when we're going to roll out all of our marketing materials. But when we presented this to a small group of our members, they said, oh, my God, this product could be huge. Is there any way we could get this available to our distributors first? And so, you know, we agreed to do that. So there's a lot of information about this product that we haven't released yet. But to answer your question, the organic oil extract, which is something proprietary, it actually comes from sea salt. So we have a region of the world where we are in Europe where we're harvesting this oil, and it's an oil that gets embedded into the sea salt, and we extract it, and we found that this compound, which of course is natural, will help trigger the release of endorphins in the body. Now, the problem with beta endorphins, there's kind of a positive and a negative to them. And maybe just a short little dissertation on this, is endorphins are chemically something that very closely mimics morphine. And as a matter of fact, they compete for the same receptors in the brain. And that's a good... That's a good visual because everyone knows how powerful morphine is. Now, what's extraordinary is that in naturally occurring endorphins that your body produces are many times more powerful than morphine. Some people actually say that endorphins are 20 to 30 times or more powerful than morphine. So these are very powerful chemicals that the body is producing for its own natural pain relief and for a feeling of euphoria. So then the question, of course, is, well, you know, you're a medical doctor. Why is it that if someone goes to the hospital, they're not getting an injection of endorphins if it's something that's safe, it's non-addictive, it's naturally produced by the body? How come we don't get injections of endorphin instead of morphine for pain relief? Well, the answer is also simple, is that the downside to endorphins is that they're metabolized very quickly. So they only last in the body for a few minutes. So even if you got an injection of endorphins, you're not going to get pain relief very long, whereas morphine stays around in the body quite a long time. And of course, we know because of that, it's addictive and it has some undesirable side effects. So what we did was we solved this problem. We found a series of natural compounds that would help stimulate the release of endorphins from the body and then recycle them, and in other words, make them chemically active. So a good analogy is vitamin C. You put vitamin C in the body, it protects the skin, amongst other things, but then you go out into the sunlight, and after about 15 minutes of being down here in Southern California, that vitamin C in the skin is used up, so now your body has to produce melanin to protect the skin from further damage because the vitamin C has been oxidized. Now, if you've got glutathione levels elevated in the body, which, of course, that's the master antioxidant, then the glutathione can donate its electrons to the oxidized vitamin C and can recycle it. That, however, does not happen with endorphins. Once the endorphins are produced, they're metabolized, they're used up, and then whatever pain relief or good feelings you got from it, those are gone. Well, we've solved this problem by coming up with a system that recycles those endorphins and keeps them into an active state. So we found just with the oral supplement that we could keep endorphin levels elevated for 24 hours above baseline. The problem, again, is that it takes a long time for those endorphins to build up, and this is where the patch solves that problem by metabolizing those nutrients so you can start to get an improvement in your health just within a few days.
Oh, I see. Okay. Ooh, very, very cool. Now, this is a kind of a general question, but I thought I'd ask it now because we do get this a lot, and I do explain it, but it's great to hear from you, of course. The question is, and you sort of already, you know, answered that, but specifically, people want to know there are other products in the market they have found for years have been magnets. More recently, holographic discs that go in what looks like acupuncture points to help balance the body. How are the LifeWave patches and phototherapy products different from these magnets or holographic discs or even acupressure pellets that you can buy from your acupuncturist?
Right. Well, first of all, you know, of course, yeah, there are a lot of other products on the market. And what consumers should do is evaluate, is there science behind it? And I know this is something that you do, is you want to know where are the clinical studies, where's the proof? And it's kind of the downside of our industry that many people put products out there, they make a lot of claims, but they don't have any type of scientific substantiation. So what we've done is since 2002 is we've been a research science-based company where we perform clinical studies on a product before we release it into the market, because that's an ethical burden that a company has to determine. First, is your product going to be safe? You have to know that the product's not going to do any harm. And then secondly, you have to make a claim as to what the product does and what type of scientific evidence do you have that the product actually works. So that's something, of course, that we've done with Nirvana and all of our other patch products. So what I would say is what makes ours different first is that we have a tremendous amount of clinical research that substantiates the safety and the effectiveness of all of our patches. The other thing that's a big differentiator, and there are many things, I suppose, but another thing on a technical basis is that our products are very well defined by the mechanism of phototherapy. So when you see some other products on the market, whether or not that they be these holographic discs or magnets, often there is a convoluted description given of what's going on and how it's working, whereas we've very closely defined the mechanism of action to be phototherapy. So we can actually prove that our products reflect very specific wavelengths of light that are triggering the nerves and the acupoints on the skin for producing biochemical reactions. So you know that when you put a patch on the body, this is how it's working, and this is the benefit you can expect.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate that, too. Like, even when people ask me about, you know, acupuncture, like, how is this different from acupuncture? And I said, well, a lot of times we don't exactly know what's going on with acupuncture. Put a needle in there. There's some studies out there about how, you know, endorphins may be, helpful for pain relief. We know there's electrical flow in the body, but I cannot guarantee if I stimulate a certain acupuncture point that I'm going to increase glutathione levels. But with the glutathione patch, for example, in LifeWave's research, it's shown that it increases 300% within 48 hours which is something I can't claim as an acupuncturist, doing that. So
right.
That specificity of action is something that I think when other people look at other products and trying to figure out, what's doing what, that's a claim that can't be made with a lot of other products. Like, they're very, very, very specific, and that's
mm-hmm.
What I really appreciate about this company. Yeah, so thank you for that answer. And speaking of safety, David, I know that, many companies, it's very difficult to do testing on pregnant women or children or pets. We want to put a patch on everything, it seems, or everyone. But what do you suggest for people who want to use it on children, pets, or pregnant women?
Yeah, so first, we'll take the easy one, is with women that are pregnant or nursing, we don't recommend the use of any of our products simply because we don't know, and that's an ethical standard. We don't do any type of clinical research with women that are pregnant or nursing, and we have to say, while we believe our products are safe, we can't recommend use. The reality of it is that all of our products are producing reactions that occur in the body anyway. So the body already makes glutathione, but as we age, the levels of glutathione start to decrease. So this is like a tune-up for the body, put the body back into homeostasis, where your glutathione levels are going to go back up to where they should be. So, you wouldn't expect there to be an adverse reaction in a woman that was pregnant or nursing, but because we can't say we have a clinical study behind it, we can't recommend it. Now, with children, it's a little bit different. Let's say that parents wanted to have the ice wave patches or the Eon patch around to apply to a child in the event that they, do what they do, they stumble and they fall and they hurt themselves. Those situations are fine as long as the child is old enough to communicate whether or not they're having a Herxheimer's reaction, which is a detox effect. So there's never side effects that we see with the patches, but we do see people have very rapid detox. The best example are people that are smokers. And you could take one of our glutathione patches, put it right over the thyroid or the thymus, right around the throat, and people that are heavy smokers, within a minute, 30 seconds, will start to taste mercury and nicotine in their saliva. Sometimes people will get a headache because the detox is so rapidly, and then they can just drink a big glass of water or remove the patch and they're fine. So it's very unlikely that you're going to have a rapid detox in a child, but we just recommend that a child be old enough to communicate if they're experiencing an adverse event that they could tell you, then, give them a glass of water and remove the patch. With animals, of course, that's definitely not my area of specialty, but we have an awful lot of members in the LifeWave community that patch their dogs, cats, and, of course, horses. And that has not only proven to be safe, but has definitely helped the welfare of the animals over the years. And, of course, we've done a number of clinical studies on both dogs and horses to show the safety and the efficacy. So that's perfectly fine.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic. I mean, you have a lot of studies on horses, with the AccuLife. And so that's another question that someone likes to ask is, what's the difference between AccuLife and, say, IceWave for pain?
Well, on a technical basis, they're the same, but because of FDA regulations, we've had to segment them between the two products. But practically speaking, they're the same product.
Okay, great. And is it important for those little plastic pellets to be used? I know certain countries, I don't know if they're still, are they still being sold like that in other countries?
Yes, and again, this is a regulatory issue. So we're very, very fortunate actually here in the U.S. that the FDA last year created a category for general wellness products, which we fit into. So if you're making claims about improving different areas of health, such as improving energy, the flow of energy, improving the quality of the sleep, then you fit into that category. We used to be in the homeopathic category until this new one came about. In Europe, of course, we're registered as phototherapy. But in many countries, in most countries, they don't have a category for phototherapy, so we fall under acupressure, and that's why we include those beads. So definitely, if people want to be able to stimulate an acupoint with both the bead and the technology and the patch, they can do that, but it's not entirely necessary. They're, of course, going to be able to get an effect from just using the patch.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for clarifying that, because some people have in the past written me and say, hey, do I have to put that bead under the bottom of my foot?
Right.
For the eye,
right.
I'm like, no, you don't have to. You don't have to do that. Great.
Yeah,
well, let's go and.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying the whole regulatory thing. Now, another question is about as far as Nirvana or any of the other patches. Are they patented? Are they FDA approved? Some people say, are they considered a medical device? So maybe clear the air a little bit on that.
Yeah, so it depends on the country that we're talking about. So our biggest markets are the United States and the European Union. In both the EU and the United States, they're general consumer products. They don't require approval by the FDA. In the U.S., we're filed under the category of general wellness, which is a new category. So normally we think of products which in FDA is being class 1, 2, or 3. So class 3 would be a drug. Typically class 2 would be an invasive, could be an invasive device like a needle, or and then class 1 are things like tongue depressors and Band-Aids. But they created a new category called general wellness, and they basically said, well, if you're making these claims about improving the quality of life with a product, then you don't fall into class 1, 2, or 3. So that's where we sit, and there's no type of approval required.
Ah, great. And how about that? So are the products patented?
Yes. We've spent last year, I just went over 100 patents and patent applications globally on a number of my inventions. So the patents and Theta 1 and Maverick and magnetic field therapy, they're kind of all clumped in there. So yes, definitely we spend a lot of time and money protecting our products with patents.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. Well, let's switch back to the Nirvana a little bit here. And you mentioned a study earlier. You were talking about depression. And normally in the States, we say, well, we're not supposed to say that any of the wellness products like this treats things like depression or anxiety, things that are considered medical disorders. So is that why the study was done in Europe, or what are sort of plans as far as, other kinds of clinical studies like that treating an illness?
Yeah. So first thing is we want to know what is our product capable of when we're doing some basic research, and then the marketing evolves from that, and we have to be thinking about all of these regulatory issues, and because we don't want to run into problems with the FDA or the FTC. But first, with the basic research, we'll do typical in vitro work, like many companies, and we want to see what type of effects do we get. And then, traditionally, you'd move that on to animal testing and then testing in humans. And, of course, no animals are ever hurt in this kind of test. But in this specific case with Nirvana, we went right from doing in vitro work to doing human studies. And because the product had been designed to elevate beta endorphins, the question is, who's going to benefit the most? And, then the answer becomes pretty simple. What's the opposite of someone that's, happy? It's going to be someone in a state of depression. So we started working with a medical doctor in France to set up this clinical study, double-blind, placebo-controlled, to see what type of effects might we witness with Nirvana. Again, using a baseline that if these patients had been on pharmaceutical drugs for treating their depression, we would expect it to take months in order for them to see some type of recovery. And so what we found is that within a 3-week period of time of using Nirvana, people were reporting that they were feeling better, they were happy, they were under less stress, they weren't depressed anymore. And this was really a very remarkable and surprising finding that our level of efficacy would be so much greater than a pharmaceutical drug. Two really practical issues evolved from this. The first one was we didn't think that any regulatory body would allow us to market the product to consumers if we were going to claim that the product could treat early stage depression. So we decided to avoid that and simply say Nirvana is a product that's going to improve happiness. The second thing that we wanted to avoid, which is a much more practical issue, is people, of course, that are experiencing depression are on antidepressants, and we did not want people to self-medicate. So in the study that we did, the study was supervised by a medical doctor, and those people that were on antidepressants were able to wean themselves off of it by gradually decreasing dose over a period of time. And that's not something that someone should be attempting to do by themselves. They need to do that under the guidance of their medical doctor or their practitioner, but most likely their medical doctor. So we decided to stay away from the claim that it could treat depression, which is why you don't see it on any of our labeling or on our website, and instead just simply say, well, this is for improving mood and for promoting, you know, feelings of happiness and reducing emotional stress. And but in speaking with doctors such as yourself, in conferences and talking about clinically, we've been talking about how would you prescribe this to a patient, or how would you have a patient use it to replace antidepressants. So that, you know, it's pretty exciting, looking forward to seeing more of that.
Oh, yeah, that's really exciting. So in this particular study that you guys did in France, were all the patients on antidepressants already, or were some not on antidepressants?
No, it was mixed. The majority of people were in an early stage of depression, and they were not on antidepressants yet. And so they were just given the Nirvana supplement and see, you know, what kind of benefits would they experience, you know, over a period of a few months.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Well, you know, in future studies, I'm sure a lot of the women would love to see something done with the whole PMS thing, because I know the antidepressants have been marketed more recently in the recent years for, premenstrual tension and things like that. And I know that Nirvana helps with this hormonal balance, so I would think that it would be really helpful for those symptoms of the cycle where women get kind of temporarily depressed.
Yes, and I'm sure it's fair to say that men would just be as interested in that as well if they're married to their partner, and we know
true.
How that goes.
People have actually said, hey, you know, what do you think about this antidepressant and having this, you know, PMS thing? These are not patients of mine. These are, you know, friends. And I really caution them about using an antidepressant on a regular basis for something that, you know, can be treated differently. So go ahead. What were you going to say?
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. I would absolutely agree with that. Anytime we're going to put a synthetic molecule in our body, we don't know how our body's going to respond to it. One of the first effects is going to be inflammation, and then of course that can lead to other things. And we're all going to experience inflammation at some point. You know, from making a poor dietary choice to just taking in toxins in the air. But we certainly don't want to be putting in synthetic drugs into our body and turning it into a chronic state. But, you know, the other side to this, too, is what's really interesting about elevating endorphins, and that this is something that companies have not really been able to study well, because endorphins have such a short half-life. They don't stay around very long. But there's actually endorphins, of course, are produced in the pituitary in the brain, but they're also produced in the nerves. And when you think about it, it makes sense because we need beta endorphins locally at the site of an injury to help manage pain when it occurs. But, you know, what would happen if you elevated endorphin levels for a prolonged period of time? And this is something that we studied, and we found actually there was an effect that is incredibly helpful. And that is chronic elevation of endorphins, meaning that you're keeping the endorphins elevated in the skin where the nerves are, tend to turn on synthesis of collagen. And that's exciting because it means that we get a rather immediate benefit from the mood-enhancing effect of the endorphins, but also this anti-aging effect where we're increasing collagen in the skin, and of course it's going to make the skin firmer and tighter and reduce wrinkles. So we don't get into it yet in our marketing, but clinically this is something that we see.
Oh, yeah. That'd be really interesting to know more about that. Now, you have certain, in the Nirvana brochure, there are certain placements for the Nirvana patch. Could you explain to us, you know, why those placements were chosen and what in particular, you know, are they more powerful than other points or what?
Yeah. So Nirvana first can be used either during the day or in the evening, which is a little bit unique among our patches. Our patches are almost always designed to either be used during the day or the night, but this one specifically has its own set of benefits depending on when you use it. For most people, they're going to want to use it during the day. Now, on the specific placements, we always try to think, well, what is going to match up with traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture. And so this is one of the reasons why we chose Lung One. Lung One is typically associated with whether or not, you know, someone is in fear, are they happy, do they feel good, and of course stimulating that point tends to improve mood. So this, like all of our other products, we want to optimize the effect. So by placing Nirvana on the Lung One point, which for some people may be a little difficult to find, but it, of course you just follow the picture in the instructions, that one's going to give some of the best results. Now, that said, applying the patch on the back of the neck, where we instruct applying many of our products, is also going to achieve great results because that's a, you know, a cluster for nerves that spread out throughout the body. And I would recommend either one of those.
Now, I think there's a placement on what looks like the base of the thyroid, too, if I remember correctly. What was the thoughts behind that point?
Yeah, with the thyroid and thymus, of course, they're going to be closely linked to immune function, to metabolism. And there's something we haven't really talked about a lot here, but there is a potential mechanism with Nirvana that is going to reduce body fat. And we're, of course, not making that claim about the product, but we have gotten some anecdotal feedback from some early Nirvana users that they are losing body fat. Yeah, that they're losing body fat. And but it's not something we've studied clinically. We haven't measured it, but there is a biochemical pathway where that could occur. And so stimulating the thyroid in this particular case could optimize that function.
Okay, yeah, I think that's so far my favorite point. Although, David, I have to say that over, you know, all the spiritual work and everything I've done, and of course with the help of the other patches, I'm usually so even keeled and happy that
right.
I think that the contrast is not as great for me. But I can tell in other people. So I have, you know, one of my patients who, you know, didn't really test as depression, but clearly had some, what I would say, anxiety symptoms and just feeling like life was kind of a drudgery. And that particular person just started, of course, with the Nirvana and said that he has had some wild, like intense and awesome dreams. Like he just, and I said, you don't dream. And he goes, no, I usually don't dream at all. And I've been sleeping like deeply and dreaming. And I do that all the time. So it's hard for me to tell personally, but I think that you probably get a lot of that feedback from people.
We do, and there is, I would definitely concur with that. And I can tell you that for men, this is going to happen in both men and women. For men, it'll be a little bit more obvious, but men may experience an increase in their testosterone levels as a result. One thing that we know from prior work on studies that we did with Silent Nights is that when you increase the amount of sleep and you drive people into a deeper state of sleep, that testosterone levels can increase significantly, 15 to 30%. So you take someone that, let's say, might be a little bit low in testosterone, maybe between 400, 500, and now all of a sudden, you know, you tack on another 15 to 30%, and that now you're going to put them into, depending on age, it's going to be a normal range, or maybe towards the higher end of normal. And, men will definitely experience this as over time, as a change in body composition, increase in their sex drive, improvement in energy, better athletic performance. So, you know, in addition to, experiencing some of these intense dreams, which is certainly fun, the practical side is we're driving our body into a state where it can regenerate and repair more quickly and optimize its hormones. So, again, spiking testosterone and growth hormone, among other things.
That's fantastic. And now, you mentioned in one of the webinars something about hair regrowth. I know that's not a claim and not something that's studied, but can you just mention a little bit about that?
Sure. It's something that we're looking into. You know, when we talk about the neurohormones, as you know, of course, and what you promote is the body is holistic, and we can't just simply isolate one neurohormone pathway and expect it to be totally isolated from something else. Like maybe a good way of looking at this is if we have a thyroid-stimulating hormone, which is produced in the pituitary, and this is going to elevate production of T3 and T4, which is going to have an impact on how our body metabolizes energy and metabolizes fats. To say that that system might be different than the way that our body also, like let's say from the hypothalamus, will release GnRH, that'll produce luteinizing hormone, which in both men and women will elevate testosterone. If we don't have an adequate supply of iodine, we know that both T3, T4, and testosterone are not going to be produced. So that's a raw material they both have in common. But, of course, metabolism has a direct impact on how testosterone is going to be utilized in the body. So this is just all to say that everything is interlinked. So when we're elevating endorphins, there's a signal that occurs from the hypothalamus, which is part of the command center of the brain. It's really, you would look at the pineal gland, the hypothalamus, and the pituitary as being, you know, central command of our neurochemistry. When we're elevating endorphins and putting the body into a relaxed state, it has an enormous number of benefits. First, of course, it's going to help us feel good. We're going to not have as less. We're not going to have as much stress. We're going to be much more calm under stressful situations. Generally, going to feel happy. And of course, endorphins are very well known for their ability to relieve pain. Well, that neurochemical or neurohormone pathway is not isolated from other pathways in the body. And some of our initial research, when we've looked at what's going on in the skin and we're seeing an increase in collagen production, which, of course, collagen production, collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, and collagen production starts slowing down as early as age 25, it's that process, the degradation of that process, leads to one of the most pronounced biophysical ways that we age of anything in the body, which, of course, also leads to dehydration and the collapse of the electrical potential around the membrane. Well, in looking also at the quality of the skin, you say, well, what's going on with hair, and is it possible to turn on or turn off follicle-stimulating hormone, and could this, in fact, lead to growth of new hair? We suspect that there may be a link, but we haven't done a clinical study yet. We've done in vitro work, which shows that it's going on, but we haven't done a clinical study, which we would need to say, yeah, you know, use the product for 6 months and, you know, you get a 20% increase in, you know, the growth rate of your hair. We just don't have that data yet, but in vitro, we see it happening.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you. Now, you mentioned earlier about the endorphins being produced at the nerve level. One of the questions is it helpful to put the Nirvana patch anywhere near where someone has pain physically?
Well, this is something incredibly exciting because, as you were pointing out in the beginning of our talk today, is that one of the most rewarding things that we do is assist people in getting out of pain. And I know in speaking with a few practitioners, they're already reporting to me that they're using the Nirvana patch and pain relief and getting immediate results. So I think, certainly there's a lot more exploratory work that we need to do with this. What I would recommend is because there's a lot we don't know yet, is to use the Nirvana patch much in the same way that we use the Eon patch. So, for example, if someone had systemic whole body pain, whether or not it was acute or chronic, I might recommend they try the Nirvana patch on the back of the neck at the C7 vertebrae, where we recommend the Eon patch. And, of course, you know, the longer that someone uses Nirvana, the endorphin levels will start to elevate, and they may find that this is really an excellent system for pain management.
Okay, cool. Now, this is a technical question, but Dr. Dennis and I both didn't know it, so we thought we'd ask you on this show. Is the
All right.
polarity and the yin and yang of the patches, like, for example, you know, the tan patches tend to go on the left side of the body. They're relatively like a negative polarity versus, say, a white patch would be a positive polarity. And we know, like, the Eon patch would be more positive than the glutathione. We're not really sure where does Aloe Vera and the Nirvana patch, you know, relatively polarity-wise, where do they come in on that scale of yin to yang?
Yeah, you know, we generally just make the distinction for members, to keep it very simple, that our patches are either positive or negative. And, you know, I suppose, on a technical basis, you know, what you'd be looking at is the way this affects inside the patches, of course, are stereoisomers. And stereoisomers are either left-handed or right-handed, and this affects to what degree they will bend light. So when we talk about how relative is a patch to being positive or negative, what's the degree, we talk about really its ability to act as a stereoisomer in bending light. And honestly, with Aloe Vera and Nirvana, I haven't taken a look yet at where it would sit compared to the other patches that way. But of course, they're both bioelectrically positive and should be worn either on the midline or on the right side of the body. But I haven't compared them yet to the other two. That would be kind of interesting.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks. Sorry about the technical questions, people. But
no, it's okay. Keep them going.
All right.
It's all good.
Well, we have about 7 minutes left if people want to call in. There's a lot of people on the phone lines, but nobody has their hand up. So let me just share the number with everyone who's listening live, and maybe you're on the chat as well. We do have a question here on the chat. I'll say in a minute. The guest call-in number is 818-514-1190. Again, it's 818-514-1190. If you have a question for David that I have not yet asked, you can click 1 on your handset, and then I'll know that your hand is raised so we can unmute you. Now, David, the question that's on the chat is, do you recommend taking one tablet of the Nirvana in the morning and one in the evening, or do you recommend taking both at the same time, and why? That's from Marianne.
Okay, so great question. First, in a practical sense, we haven't seen it matter because over time, the raw materials that are in the Nirvana tablet are going to accumulate in the body, and we see that they stay elevated, the endorphin levels stay in the body for a period of 24 hours. So in practical terms, it probably doesn't matter if you take them both at the same time or you spread it out. I like to take vitamins twice a day, and so I like to take one Nirvana tablet, let's say, for lunch and the other with dinner. But over time, it's really not going to matter so much. Whatever, basically, it's more important that you take it during the day, and if it's easier for you to take your vitamins once a day, then you're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much what I tell people, too, because sometimes people, I'm not going to remember it twice a day. I'm like, great, that's fine. Take them both at once,
right,
so you know it's there. Now, are there any activating effects, like somebody might have the opposite problem, like difficulty sleeping or anything, if they take the Nirvana pill at certain times of the day? Or
no, as a matter of fact, it really should relax the body more than anything. One of the ingredients that we have in Nirvana is a vanilla bean extract, and actually the Nirvana tablet has quite a pleasant taste to it. So there's nothing objectionable about it, and it's also very, very small. So if anything, if people were to take it in the evening, they may find that it helps to relax them and improve the quality of the sleep. So that shouldn't be an issue. Another thing I would definitely encourage people to do is try the Nirvana patch at night. A couple different places they could wear it. Of course, the third eye is always going to be my favorite. Right temple is okay. Back of the neck is okay. And many people may find that they have a very deep state of sleep while wearing the Nirvana patch. So I'd certainly encourage that.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. So we have a question here. I think I know who this is. let me unmute him. Okay, area code 315. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Karen. This is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
David. I'm calling. I have two questions. One in regard to the long-term effects with antidepressants. People often develop what I call a need to have the substance in order to continue to feel good. And they also often, like with a lot of other substances, develop biochemically the, inability to create their own chemicals, that those feel-good chemicals. And I'm wondering if it's different in with this patch and why. That's my first question.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be happy to answer that. The first thing is that with beta endorphins, of course, they're naturally produced by the body, so they're not going to be addictive. It would be similar to how the body creates compounds like glutathione. I'll just go back to that one. And our body creates other antioxidants as well. So we're not going to see where the body's becoming addicted to it or dependent on it, because it's actually required by the body for proper function. So there's never been any type of documentation to show that endorphins even had the potential to become addictive. The other thing that I think you'd feel pretty good about is that this is not acting like an anabolic steroid. And what I mean by that is one of the reasons why anabolic steroids have negative effects long-term is because of the feedback loop system in the body. So, in other words, our bodies have to produce luteinizing hormone to stimulate the release of testosterone. And if someone is going to take a synthetic injection of testosterone, what happens is the testosterone levels go up, and now the body senses that, and now the body decreases production of its luteinizing hormone. So now we're making less of our own testosterone. So there's a number of good cases that show that over time, as athletes, bodybuilders, they use anabolic steroids, men will get shrinkage of their testicles, and often their own testosterone production shuts down, and they find when they go off the anabolics, it's very, very difficult for them to produce sperm, and as long as some other, you know, other undesirable side effects. Now, that doesn't happen with Nirvana. What we're doing is we're prompting the body to elevate its own supply of endorphins. So this would also be similar to, we have cortisone that's manufactured by the adrenal glands. We can either get an injection of cortisone, which can, you know, be short-term helpful, but if we stay on cortisone, of course, that becomes damaging. Or what we can do is orally take vitamin C and vitamin B5, pantothenic acid. This will be synthesized by the adrenal cortex to elevate its own production of cortisone. So that's what we're doing with Nirvana. We're prompting the release of endorphins from the nerves, from the pituitary, but then we're introducing the patch and a proprietary compound to keep the endorphin levels active.
All right. And I've had a burning question for a long time, David, about the difference between the homeopathic life wave patches and the phototherapy patches.
Okay.
You know, why the change? And, you know, I guess that's as far as I can go because there isn't any homeopathic available anymore. But please explain. I'm so glad you're there to answer this.
Yeah, sure. No, great question. Again, this was purely, we did this for regulatory reasons, is when we came out on the market, there really wasn't a good category in the FDA for our products, and that's why we settled on homeopathy, and it meant that we had to add homeopathic materials into the patch so we could comply with FDA and register as a homeopathic product. However, about 2 years ago or so, we got word that the FDA was going to be creating a new category called general wellness. And it was like a gift from heaven because it was just like the category was made for us. And, you know, basically the general wellness category allows us to expand our claims. We don't have to put homeopathic materials in anymore. There's less restrictions by the FDA, less of a burden in our marketing and regulatory. We're very, very grateful that the FDA created the category and that we fit into it. Those are some of the reasons why we made the change.
Mm. Okay, were you talking about the homeopathic sprays or the – you weren't talking about those, right?
Those
sprays
the patches,
were phenomenal.
Sure.
I particularly love the glutathione spray and the Eon spray. But, I found I guess I just respond because I'm a sensitive – very well to the homeopathy, you know, the energetic components of it. So, you know, I miss that aspect of them, but, you know, progress, we got to move forward and, you know, take what we can get.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Pat, for your question.
Thank you.
Thank you. David, do you have time for one more question?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Okay, area code 805. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Trinity. Hi.
Oh, hi, Trinity.
I have a question.
What's your question?
Which is maybe, it might be silly, but I haven't tried the patches yet, but I do product testing for a bunch of different things, and I was just wondering, what is the process, do you guys ever need product testers, and what's the process to become a distributor if, say, I fall in love with them and I want to promote them to the world? Is that even possible?
Okay, so I'll let Dr. Karen handle the second part to that on becoming a distributor, because absolutely, that's something that we offer. On product testing, that absolutely is something that we do. Typically, when we're going to be releasing a new product, we will form focus groups. And we'll do our in vitro work. In this case, we'll do our clinical testing with people. And then we want to know, how should we market this? What are people going to experience in their daily lives? And that's going to give us some guidance on what we should be saying and what we should be communicating. So definitely, mm-hmm. What we've done in the past, we did this for WinFit, and we also did this for Olivita. We hired a company in Texas to do this, and also here in San Diego. So we'd have a group of maybe 50, 60 people that would come in. They'd use the products, and then they would comment on their experience with it. They'd look at our marketing materials and our claims, give us feedback. That would give us the opportunity to refine it and then eventually, release that information in a finished brochure or web content. So absolutely, that's something that we do.
Okay. So is there any way that I could, get in on that? Because I love being a guinea pig.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't be a guinea pig since we've done the clinical studies, but I appreciate the sentiment. I'll let you communicate through Dr. Karen, and she can communicate through me.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. And then, Trinity, there's information on the I have my own team site as far as becoming a distributor. I actually have two of my top distributors there. They're actually kind of on call for our whole group. So there's a little pop-up at patchtrainingteam.com, and you can pop up and get a phone call and get a one-on-one with one of my team members, and they can just see whether this is something for you and give you more explanation of how you can become a distributor. Sound good?
Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, Trinity. Thanks for the question. David, I thought of one more thing to ask before we go about the endocannabinoid system, whether or not there's any – I don't know my neuroimmunology and stuff well enough to – I didn't even understand there was a cannabinoid system in the body. That was not taught to me in medical school. So people are using CBD oil now and medical marijuana. How does it all fit in, or is there some sort of fit in as far as how the Nirvana might help that system or not? Can you give us an explanation on that quick?
Well, that's really interesting in that there are a group of receptors that are located in the brain that are cannabinoid receptors. Whether or not they're similar or they compete with the opiate receptors that would be used by endorphins and morphine, I don't know. I don't know how similar they are. That would be something interesting to look at. So in other words, if someone was using cannabis oil, could we expect any similarities, or would they compete with the same type of receptors as cannabis? I don't know. And it's an interesting thought, though.
Yeah. Well, that is really neat. Well, David, thank you so much for your time today, talking to us about the new product Nirvana that many people are excited about. And I know you're getting a lot of great feedback on that from the distributors who are using it. And I really think this is super, super important, because I know vibrationally with people is that as they feel better, as they have, well, we're calling it elevated mood, but, a higher vibration, they have that sense of calmness, that sense of everything is okay. And you've heard stories like that with the people giving feedback to you that normally they would be stressed in this particular instance and now they're not, or they, things just kind of roll off them easier. From my point of view as an energy healer and, coaching and counseling people for many, many years now, it is so important how we react to what's going on around us. And so I think this is going to be extremely important and really pivotal to have another great tool in the arsenal to help us feel, not just feel better, but have better relationships and better work, better lives. So thank you, David, again, for your brilliance, your time, and your dedication to helping us, all of us, the whole world, really, with your products.
Well, thank you so much. It's really been a privilege to be here, and I appreciate your time.
All right. Yeah, thanks, David. Thanks, everyone, for listening in. Until next time, bye for now.